Hello.
Hey, Chad. Good morning. How you doing? It's Dennis over here at Bank of Card.
Hey. Hey, buddy.
Hey there. Good news. I got your numbers finally this morning. I actually just got off the phone with Karen and requested a copy of the front and the back of the title. It looks like you're for 36 months. You're at $1,051.51 as a monthly payment. So we're a skosh over what the thousand, but I figured to be okay with that. It wasn't too bad for 36 months. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, what kind of
And
rate did we get?
With these, they don't normally put the rate on there, but let me see if they did this time. I know it's, I believe it's around 7%. Let me double check. Is it in there? Yeah, they don't have it. They just have the payment and the actual approved amount, which is the $27,724.62. I can try to figure out what the rate is, though, for you.
Nah, that's okay. Just go ahead and do it. That's six, seven, $8,000 worth of interest. Sounds a little high, but we're in a pinch now. If I don't like it later, I can refinance it, but I got to get this thing done.
Gotcha. Okay. They're also asking for just proof that the American Express is up to date. We can maybe do a conference call with them. They can fax them over to us. Otherwise, if they've sent you something in the mail since then, if you kept onto it or whatever.
I got a bill. The reason they called me, I was evidently 2 months late. And when I talked to the girl on the phone, I said, "Well, I didn't get no bill." And she said, "Okay, I'll send them to you." And she did, so I have them at home. And but while I was on the phone with her that day, I paid what she asked me to pay. So yeah,
Okay,
it's
so
up to
then.
date.
Okay,
So
that'll be fine then.
you want me to go home and get that statement, and then call you back, and maybe we can do a conference call with them or whatever.
No, as long as you have the statement that shows that it's current, that's fine. Just a current statement.
Okay,
I
I'll
didn't know
send
if they'd got anything out to you that quick, though.
it.
And on top of that, we'll need a copy of your driver's license, just a clear copy. And you can text that to me if that's easier for you. I can
Yeah,
give you my.
I'll just fax it to you with that statement.
Okay, and then also just a copy of a voided business check so we can. I really don't know why they asked for that on equipment purchases. I understand why they do for working capital so we can wire the funds, but I think it's just account number ending in 1201.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Or you should. Okay, I'll see if I can. Okay.
And so just a
Okay.
copy of driver's license, a void check for the account number in 1201, and then just your most recent statement for the Amex showing that it's current. We'll be good. I'll get those loan documents requested. I talked to Karen. I guess they're a little shorthanded over there. They've got auctions in Kansas and another one somewhere else, and they're spread a little thin, but she said she's going to get those titles to me. So we just want to make sure that the VIN numbers match up on the documents, and that's the only reason we really need those.
Okay. All right. So we can pick them up tomorrow, the next day.
I believe so. I don't see why not. We should be able to get a copy of the loan documents over to you today, and you can fill those out. And I'll have an overnight FedEx label for you to get back to us. So we should get those hopefully tomorrow, and then yeah, it should all go as planned.
Okay. Well, either that or just send them to Ritchie Brothers. I'll go down there and sign them email-wise, and then they can just send them right back to you.
Okay,
Because
if you can
I
do that.
live pretty close. I live pretty close to their yard.
Gotcha. Okay, Karen said she knows you, so. Got to live pretty close if that's the case. Okay, that should be fine. They might need to be notarized, but
Well,
I'll double
Ritchie
check.
Brothers has got a notary down there.
Yeah, I figure they would. They're big, so they know what's going on.
Yeah, they're big.
Don't get much bigger than those guys.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me know what you need. I'll go home and send you that statement and a copy of my driver's license and a copy of a check.
Right, Chet. Appreciate it, sir.
All right, you bet.
Bye-bye.